Blog Talk Radio.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
Again, that we're able to come and receive on tonight. Welcome to Bible study. For all that is online listening on tonight to receive the lesson at hand on tonight. I just pray that I'll be able to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we open up ourselves and to receive revelation and knowledge and understand the word of God and what the word of God is saying to us on tonight. Amen. That all may be delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. So let us pray as we enter in with all faith, believing, and trusting God on tonight. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we come with an open heart to receive on tonight, oh God, your implanted word, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you till the ground of our hearts, oh God, that we may be able to receive on tonight. As we enter in with all faith, oh God, trusting you for a mighty move, oh God, we come to be changed on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, make us more like you, oh God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will with your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we receive on tonight, that our spirit man may be filled and strengthened, oh God, by thy Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit. We come against every spirit of confusion, every spirit of disbelief, amen. We come against every spirit of distraction, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you have your way right now, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare as we enter in that we shall receive on tonight, that we will be delivered, amen, from the word that will go forth and your word is true, oh God. Your word, it redeems us, amen. It sanctifies us. It makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Once again on tonight, I'm just so grateful. I'm in a place of gratefulness and thanking God for all that he has done and all that he's doing, all that he's about to do, you know, with the faith that we have, amen, and that God will increase the faith, amen. Hallelujah. The little that you do have, I hear people all the time always talking about that mustard seed of faith, and even that you have faith in itself. It's a point of having faith and understanding. When you have, when you say a little bit of faith, the fact is that you have faith. Amen. And I think people that get so concerned about the seed of it, understanding the point of having faith. Amen. So God bless everyone on tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about, I've been studying, I was asking my husband, I think he closed out last week, God is life, correct? God is life. And we closed out that lesson, which was a good lesson. I think we went on for about 4 weeks or so, or about 4 weeks, and that was a good lesson. So I was saying, okay, Lord, what is the word for tonight? And God gives me, I have all these, you ask my husband, I have all kind of Bibles and books and commentaries and stuff. And I said, Lord, what is the word for tonight for your children and those who will hear this after it's been broadcast, that they will come back to it as it's archived and that they may receive it and it will touch them, they will till the ground in their hearts and it will be implanted, you know, planted word that will go forward and keep on keeping on as we give that you've given to us freely. Amen. And so tonight we're going to talk about grace. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about grace. We're going to talk about reckless grace. I was studying reading this a lesson that I had here, and it's from Bill Vanderbush and Britt Eaton. A very good read, a lot of good information, amen, on the study and just, you know, the breakdown and the getting to the root of everything and having that great understanding, the breaking down what we all can understand and receive it in the name of Jesus. So as the word go forth on tonight, I'm just so excited about, as I was studying, you know, because we're living in the new covenant of grace. Amen. I think a lot of times we forget that we are not living by the law. Amen. Jesus, the law does not stand. It's not for the believer. Amen. I put it like that, right? Right, Pastor? The law is not for the believer. The law is not for the believer. Amen. It's for sinners. Amen. So we live on a new covenant, which is the covenant of grace. And we're going to talk about that reckless grace. And when we talk about that, it means that I don't care what happens, what it's going to be, I'm still going to release the grace because grace is released upon me and we're supposed to give grace to one another. So when we talk about God's free and and we talk about grace, it's God's free and undeserved favor. Grace is the theme. We see it in the book of Genesis and Judges, Job, and Jonah and Romans as well. Grace comes as a gift from God, from the Father, from Christ the Son, and from the Holy Spirit. So how can we receive grace? One, we must accept Christ. We must accept Jesus Christ. We must be humble. We cannot earn it by good works. I want us to understand that we cannot earn grace by good works. We cannot earn it by keeping the law. Amen. So examples of these who receive grace, just some examples, Abraham and Apostle Paul and all believers. And what happens to us as believers through grace, that's the question, what happens is that we are chosen, or they are chosen, they are called. We believe, we are justified, we receive righteousness, we are saved, we are redeemed, we are forgiven, and we receive many good things. Amen. We receive spiritual gifts, or we receive encouragement, we receive help in time of need. We're able to bear up under suffering and circumstances. We have hope. Amen. Hallelujah. We glorify Christ because we're in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to understand the relationship of believers to have grace. We are under grace and we stand in grace, and we live by grace. We're bound in that, you know. We're bound in grace. We share in God's grace. And just understand tonight as we enter into our lesson about, you know, grace on tonight. We love to talk about, you know, grace, and we have our scripture here that we'll be going to on tonight. Amen. And just as we open up here, we'll have time if you have any questions or comments. We'll open up for you and understanding about grace. That grace is not something you fall from, but someone you fall into. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Manny said, okay, I want us to understand this on tonight as we enter into our lesson. If we go to the book of John 23, chapter 20, verse 23. Amen. I'll give us an opportunity to get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand this. It's that part of the gospel that suggested, hallelujah, that understanding that what grace is really about and intrinsically entwined with Jesus Christ and his death and burial and resurrection. So we're going to go to John, St. John, and also pen John, John 14 and 20 as well. Chapter 20. So we're going to go to John chapter 20. And I'm slowing down tonight so we all can get it on tonight here in Bible study. It's the opportunity to slow things down outside of church service. We don't have time to answer questions, but on tonight we do have the time to answer questions or any comments, anything that you want to add to the lesson of study. We'll open up the lines for that and allow you to be able to ask any questions or to give any comments, anything that you've experienced in your lifetime that you want to share with us as we are in this lesson tonight. So the book of John chapter 20, verse 23, the Bible says, if you forgive the sins of anyone, and I'm reading out the Amplified Version, if you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven because of their faith. If you retain the sins of anyone, they are retained and remain unforgiven because of their unbelief. So again, that is John chapter 20, verse 23. Hallelujah. Do you have the, you have your, what Bible is that you're coming from? I want to give the, I'm reading from the Amplified. Can you read it from, that's the King James Version you have? So we're going to read it from a different translations here tonight, okay? For the sake of many, you're reading from different translations because it gives you even more breakdown depending on what translation you're reading from. So Pastor Man is going to read from, what's it, the NLT?
NLT, and I have the King James Version.
Okay, so let us read from the NLT.
Okay.
Amen. Chapter 20, verse 23, John 20. Okay. John chapter 20, verse 23. Okay,
Uh-huh. Amen. John chapter 20, verse 23 reads from the NLT. If you forgive anyone's sins, with the S, they are forgiven.
Yes, Lord.
If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
Mm.
Amen.
Jesus.
That's the NLT.
New Living Translation.
Yes. Amen. You know, and read this word and understanding that, because it is important that we forgive. That's grace. That's releasing grace. If you don't understand that, I want us to understand the scandal of grace is offensive, for it reveals the uncomfortable, my Lord, reality that the redemptive power of God is able to take everyone from the wicked Old Testament kings like Manasseh to religious New Testament Pharisees like Paul and restore them to the self-righteousness. The gospel is offensive to many, to the rest of us. It's the resurrection power. We have the resurrection power working for our good. Amen? We have the resurrection power. See, to launch into the revelation of new covenant grace, I want us to understand this. In this lesson, I want to take you to the old covenant prayer that God gave to the priest in Numbers 6. If you go to the book of Numbers, chapter 6, God told the priest to ask him to bless the people with a declaration that includes the phrase, be gracious. So if you go over to the book of Numbers, hallelujah, Numbers chapter 6. I wish I had a stand for this. This here phone here, Numbers chapter 6 in the Old Testament, amen. Pastor Manny, you can help me out with the read on tonight in Numbers chapter 6. Hallelujah. Let me give it to you right quick. Y'all bear with me on tonight, okay? Amen. So when you read in Numbers chapter 6 here for us, Pastor, just go over to. Here we go. Let me give y'all. I'm sorry. How this one? You know, son. I'm sorry. 22.
6 and
22.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and saying, mm-hmm. Just keep on. It says,
yeah,
speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, mm-hmm. saying, oh, this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, 24, the Lord bless thee and keep thee.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord make his face shine upon thee,
mm-hmm.
and be gracious unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
26, the Lord lift up his countenance mm-hmm. upon them, upon thee, and give thee peace.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them,
mm.
says the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So it's an odd thing to consider that God would wait for us to care enough, amen, about another to ask him to do what we know is in his heart to do. And the question is, why make us the broker? Why make us the broker? He's good, and we have a hard time caring about those who need grace. So keep, you know, it's important, because a lot of times, like even in my own personal life sometimes, when we're going through our personal issues, we have a hard time releasing that grace upon each other. Do you agree? Sometimes we get in that place where you're like, no, I ain't got to do that. I'm not going to do that. But the Bible tells God, Jesus tells us to. We have to do that. We have to forgive. That's what grace is about. That's that undeserving. No, you don't deserve it. You're not deserving of it. But I'm supposed to give it to you.
Yeah.
Because we're in Christ. He's like, you want to say something?
Yeah.
You know, when it comes down to what you were just speaking there, mm-hmm. Apostle, you know, when you find yourself, you know, having a hard time to extend grace,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to have a heart. You have to have a heart for grace. See, when your heart is full of God's grace, when your heart is full of God's grace, you know, at the same time, your heart is full of God's mercy. And that is that forgiveness.
That's right.
Which means that the truth, you know, you will live, you know, a truth-filled life. You know, so that's why I say you have to have a heart for grace.
Mm.
Heart for grace. You know, there is a place in the Bible, I believe it's over here in St. John. Were we in St. John? We were just in St. John.
St. John, yeah.
St. John chapter 1, I think 14. And it says, it was talking about the word of God, you know, had he dwelt amongst the people. It's talking about Jesus Christ,
yeah,
full of grace, full of mercy, and full of truth. Now, that's who we are. We are full of grace, full of mercy, and full of truth because we have grace on the inside, you know. So since we said that, I don't want to take it away from you. I don't want to take the lesson away, but yeah, you do have to have a heart for grace. You have to have a heart for forgiveness. When you find yourself having a hard time to forgive, forgiving someone, or, you know, this is a heart issue. This is 100% a heart issue. Why have your heart been so hardened? Because we're not relying on grace. We're not relying on mercy. We're not relying on forgiveness and the truth. We just want to live how we want to live and feel how we want to feel. And I want you to feel how I feel. And that's the work of Satan. That's the work of Satan. When you want somebody, when you want to project your feelings and emotions upon them and their unclean feelings and emotions, you know, have godly feelings and godly emotions. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. If there's anyone else on the line that wants to say, I know we have Shavante on the line. Did you want to say something? If you do, you can just unmute and you can speak. If not, you just say amen. So I know if you wanted to say anything, because we open it up for anyone to say anything at this time.
Amen. You know, I'm just listening and I'm just taking heed to the lecture tonight.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen. See, Jesus, he issued the challenge once again to take ownership of releasing grace to others. Amen. So the challenge is daunting when we think about it. Can you care enough about other people to ask God to bless and to keep and smile upon them and give grace to them? Can we? See, every time someone asks God for grace or mercy, God releases it in some measure. Amen. So perhaps one of the reasons we don't see a lot of grace in the old covenant is that the priests neglected to release the declaration of God told to them to release to the people. So freely we release that we have freely been given. Amen. Because we've been given that grace. And when we think about it, when we find ourselves getting in that place where we, you know, we can't come out or, you know, but we want God to give us that and God has given us that. Think about it. God has already given it to you. So why are you having a hard time releasing that God has given to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's freely given to us. So we have a hard time because we want to stay in that place of darkness. We want to stay in that place. And where there's darkness, there's anger, there's bitterness, there's resentment. You know what I'm saying? There's fear, you know, it's just all kind of stuff that's in that place of darkness that we have decided to reside in that place, and we allowed it to now be a stronghold in our life because now we cannot release them freely because God has given us that grace to be able to do so. So our inability to release grace demonstrates that we don't fully know how much God has given us. Our criticism of grace as a weak message or a license to sin demonstrates that we don't even know what God has freely given to us. So if you want the praise and applause of man, preach judgment. Preach judgment. Because I don't know about you. I've been to church and boy, they'll make you. Boy, you come to the door, they preach a judgment. We are going back there. What happened to grace? We're living under the new covenant of grace. And you have a lot of people that are preaching condemnation. They're preaching the guilt, shame. They're judging you right then and there. They're throwing you to hell. They're not telling you how to say it. They're throwing you. They already judged you and sentenced you to hell.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Pastor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've been there. They just sit. You go there, you feel bad. You feel sad. You feel worse than you went in. And that's not what the word of God is to do.
People know when you come to church, I'm glad you said that since we are talking about grace. When you come to church, whether you come to my church or you go to anybody's church, you know, you come to hear the word of grace. You come to hear about, you know, love and forgiveness, you know, because you're looking for a way out. You know, who come to Sunday service, you know, for an encouraging word and is discouraging? I know what it is that I'm going,
you know, that I got going on about me. I don't want to have to, you know, come somewhere and, you know, I feel like, you know, that this is a place of judgment. I get enough of that out in the world.
Amen.
I get enough of that.
Amen.
You know, when you, like I said, when you have the grace of God upon you and you come somewhere and you hear an encouraging word, you know, of grace, you know, it lifts you up.
Mm.
The word of God, and I'm talking about the word of grace particularly,
yes,
it does not tear you down. It lifts you up. It builds you up. That's the reason why we have this covenant with God. That's how we have this relationship with God. So when we come to him, whether it be by coming to Sunday service or Bible study, or even when you come over to my house or I come to your house,
yes,
you know, we are to be able to practice in the place of lifting one another up. We've
Amen.
Been so used to tearing one another down and pointing the finger, and we thinking that we shining the light on somebody, but, oh, my goodness, you know, you turn that flashlight around and it shines on you, you take off running. Amen.
When you're in the presence of something like that, or in a place where you went to a church and there's judgment, and everybody say, amen, yeah, yeah, tell them, you know, because
yeah.
you're in darkness. And so you come into a place with somebody else in darkness, and you and your partner, y'all ain't in agreement. So when the pastor say something, because he in darkness, you in darkness, yeah, say it again, go to hell. You go, yeah, yeah, get him, pastor, you know.
That's so funny, apostle. You know why? I'm going to tell you what you just said. It's so funny because I actually witnessed that one time before in church. You know, there was a sermon that's going forth, and it was almost like, it was preaching to, like, it'll preach to the left side, then it'll preach to the middle, then it'll preach to the ones on the right side, it'll preach to the front, preach to the back, and that message, it'll preach to the choir. It's like it was going around picking on whoever wanted to pick it on. You can tell who was picking on, because the ones that the judgment was talking about, they was not the ones that said amen. But when it came your time, when something about the sermon, when it was talking about you, you was over there in your shell. Oh, good. I've actually witnessed that.
I don't know about that. But I'm gonna say this. But if you want to get criticized, preach grace. If you want to get criticized, preach grace, undiluted, and in all its power and love. In all its power and love. See, with all is said and done, there are really only three questions worth considering for every human being. And one, the first question is, have you been born again?
Amen.
Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
And are you being filled right now?
Hallelujah.
So I want us to understand, church, this. Without the grace of Christ, without the reality of your reconciled union in him, these questions would be impossible to answer. Because you can't work your way into them. You can't strive to be worthy to say yes to any of them. It's only by the grace of God that any of us have the ability to say yes to any of these questions. And look, I want us to understand, and it's through the grace of God that we surrender and allow his love to overtake us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have any comments or questions at this time, please press 1. Or if you're listening online, call in to 845-277-9213. We want to hear from you, whatever questions or comments. Pastor Man, you have a comment?
I'm thinking about somebody. What you just read something
uh-huh.
just here, and you said three things. Are you born again?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, what was the second one?
Are you born again? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit?
Filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And are you being filled right now?
And are you being filled right now? When you said that, I thought about, you know, my grandfather, you know, he's gone on to glory. And mm-hmm. I don't think I remember a person that was, you know, I mean, I definitely know that he was born, again. And I know he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, he walked in that. And I'm just thinking about times to where, you know, I've never seen anything shake him. No matter what you said or what you done, he would acknowledge it, but it was just like he seen it all. You know, so he was quick to forgive. He was so quick to forgive you for,
I was like, how you forgive, you know, for that? But obviously, because he was an older guy, he had seen it all. And he had already knew the end of that thing.
And he had come to know.
That's right.
God for himself.
That's right. That's right. He taught me something. He taught me that it's not just for a person, you know, to shame somebody or to keep them in a place of darkness.
Mm.
When he operated, you know, in his calling, I mean, when he operated in that place, when he lived in a relationship with me and, you know, my grandmother, his children, and his grandchildren, he exhibited forgiveness. He exhibited grace by living with somebody. So I'm just saying all that to say, the person that you living with, whether it's your husband or your wife, or whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend, how quick are you to exhibit mercy and grace and forgiveness? Just because you know something about someone, that doesn't give you the right to crucify them.
Jesus.
How quick are you to forgive a person for their faults? There's a place in the Bible where it says that allow places where people, you know, have faults. Allow that place because this is a place of weakness. Don't you know that wherever you are weak at in your life, even the Bible says where you're weak, this is the place where you're strong because this is the very place where God works with you more. This is where you're the most powerful. Apostle Paul said that. He said, the places where I'm weak, this is the places where I am, where I thrive and where I'm strong because this is where God works with me at.
Mm-hmm.
So do you allow that? And I'm just saying, I'll say, you know, do you allow the person that you're with, whatever relationship you're in, do you allow them forgiveness? Do you allow them to have faith? Even when you know their dirtiness or the darkness, do you, you know, hold them up to the light or do you hold their feet to the fire? Amen.
My Lord, my God, Jesus Christ. I want to go back to the scripture in John 20 and 23.
Yes.
John 20 and 23. But I want to start at verse 21, and I'm going to read from the Amplified, and then Pastor Man is going to read from the NLT for me, okay? So, again, we're going back to John 20, 23 about what I'm about to give you all here. So when we look, and I want to start at 21 down to 23. The Bible says in the book of John, St. John, chapter 20, verse 21 to 23, it says, in the Amplified Bible, version. Then Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you as my representatives. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So here we see they received the Holy Spirit. He breathed on them. And we see it again in the book of Acts when the Holy Spirit comes upon them in the upper room. So here in verse 23 say, if you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven because of their faith. If you retain the sins of anyone, they are retained and remain unforgiven because of their unbelief. So Pastor Manny, read that from the NLT again for us.
Okay, I think I read 23 earlier. So we 21
through 20.
21 through 20. Okay, we'll read it again. We'll read it again for lesson of study here. John chapter 20 and 21, it reads here, and he said, talking about Jesus, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. You can only do that through the Holy Spirit, right?
My Lord, my God. Yes.
Right? You can only forgive because of the Holy Spirit, you know, because of God's Spirit. That peace that he's talking about there, that peace.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who don't want to give that peace offering? You know, forgiveness is a peace offering.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is a peace offering. When are we going to make the decision to give the peace?
A lot of times we say, I want to keep the peace. You know, we got to really realize what we're saying. We're saying we want to keep the peace, but you're trying to keep it for yourself. But when here the Bible says give.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive. That's not a price. That's not a price when you forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the gift. That's the gift of giving. That's what the Holy Spirit was given unto you. I'm reading this scripture.
Amen.
And I'm getting it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we read the scriptures here in the book of John, as we read from two different translations here on tonight, it's been three unbearable days. The disciples are huddled together in the secret room, having the most depressing prayer meeting ever. Why? Jesus, their rabbi, master, and friend, just died. His death shouldn't have come as a shock to them, because Jesus often predicted his own death and resurrection throughout the Gospels. But nobody really expected it to happen. So scripture tells us that the disciples never fully grasped the literally of Jesus' words, and they were afraid to ask him about it. If you look in the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 45, and it speaks here in the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 25, but I always like to read the scripture before and the scripture after it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to Luke chapter 9,
yeah,
and it's going to be verse 45, but we're going to read one before it, chapter 9, and that's verse 45. Amen. So let's start at verse 43 and drop down to 45. You want to read for the King James Version? Is what you got there?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Minkley. 43.
Yes,
43.
Okay, 43. Luke chapter 9 and verses 43 reads here. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they were wondered, while they wondered everyone at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, let these sayings sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hand of men. And 45, but they understood not this saying, and it was hid from them, that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of the same.
Amen. Amen. So when we look at this word, and now the raw reality of Jesus' quiet, literal death is more than they can take. See, with the law on their backs and their Messiah slain, they have nothing. They have nothing here. They have nothing left but one another. So we think about that, and we picture this scene, you know, the death of Christ, and they're there, and they look and they're going, what do we have? We have nothing, but they look and see we have one another. So they hide without hope left in the world. And suddenly unthinkable happens. Out of nowhere, they hear a familiar voice, peace to you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus appears to them in the flesh and says, peace to you, which is what you would have to say if you appeared in the middle of a locked room to a group of people who thought you were dead. He has to say it twice, which gives us a clue that to the physical and emotional responses, he must have triggered fear and shock and disbelief, and then wild amazement, unspeakable joy, laughter, tears, and warm embraces. See, as plot twist goes, this was one for the history books. Christ is risen just as he said. It is finished. Sin and death are done, but Jesus is just getting started. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anybody have any comments or questions? Pastor Manning, to you.
Is this the same, what we just read, is this the same one story? He was asking, is Matthew 17?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you want to read this?
But this is the same as Matthew 17, this story here about the boy being cast out.
Oh, yeah, that's in the same scripture, yeah.
Okay.
That's the same.
Just
it's just in Luke. So you got the Gospels. You got the different perspectives of each disciple. Say you were in the car, but you was in the front seat. I was in the back seat. And then someone was outside the car watching this thing happen or unfold. Just giving an example to everybody that's online. So they're telling the same story, but from a different perspective or stance.
Right.
Amen. So do you have any questions or comments here, Brother?
No.
Amen. That you want to add? Because we're going to be wrapping up here, and we're going to continue on next Wednesday in this still lesson and study. So at this time, we're just going to open it up for anyone that has any questions or comments at this time. And then we'll keep on. I like to open it up. So if you have anything that you want to add,
yeah, I don't,
even more, it's fine.
I really don't want to take a look like this. This lesson is going.
No, no, it's good. You could. No, it's
like it's going pretty good. I'm quite sure this is probably going to be another study on next Wednesday. You know, about grace.
Uh-huh.
You know, one thing I realized Bible study today.
Mm-hmm.
That grace, it definitely sounds like we're talking about a person.
It's a person, yeah.
We're talking about a person, and we're talking about the characteristic of him. Of him. We're talking about Jesus. You know, when you talk about grace,
yeah.
You know, grace is a, that's something that we really don't. I think you said that this at the beginning of Bible study.
Yeah.
You know, we will study a lot of things in the Bible. We will learn about a lot of characteristics, a lot of characteristics of people in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We'll learn about a lot of personalities that's in the Bible. But the very one that you should be really studying or should be looking at and reading about is the characteristics of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So we should be studying, you know, the word of grace. We should be studying the word of grace because this is that new. When we talk about covenant, anybody understand covenant?
Mm-hmm.
Covenant means relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Covenant also means agreement.
Mm-hmm.
This is the standard of living, you know, to actually break it down to a place of where does grace come in my life?
Yeah.
You know, how can you do something in your life that you have not practiced?
Mm-hmm.
How can you know something that you haven't studied? How can you? Can you study? I mean, can you really know something that you have not studied?
Mm-hmm.
So when the time comes, you know, when you are mm-hmm. in the presence of your friends or even in the presence of your enemies, I mean, you got to be able to know how to give something. But, you know, you do that by having that relationship with grace. You have to have that relationship with Christ in order for you to know how to give it, for you to know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, we are overcomers. Yeah. We're overcomers. There's nothing that we can face in life that God has not already dealt with. God has dealt with every single thing that we face in life.
Yeah.
All of our infirmities already been dealt with.
Yeah.
Every single one of our transgress, when we transgress towards one another and against one another, that's already been dealt with. Every single time that, you know, a place that we like to, a very place that we need to know how to use grace at the job. My Lord, my God. We need to learn how to use grace at the job. And the reason why is because this is the place to where you're in the presence of a lot of people that you don't even know. You have a relationship with, a working relationship with them, but you don't really know them. You don't really know them. You can get to know them, you know, after work. You may have conversation with them. You may begin to hang out, you know, with a few of them, but not all of them.
Right.
Everybody, you know, in the workplace, you know, when you leave work, you go somewhere and they go somewhere. So as a consequence, when you come back together, I don't know whose presence that you've been in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what issue that you have going on in your life.
Jesus.
I mean, I don't know. But the more time that I spend in the presence of God, the more time that I spend, you know, in this place of studying
mm-hmm.
Grace, the characteristics of Jesus Christ, when I come in your presence,
mm-hmm.
I don't really have to know whose presence that you have been in when I'm talking. I don't have to know who you've been living with.
Mm.
I can tell you this, though. I can tell you when I'm in God's presence,
yeah.
I can tell if you have been in God's presence. So that means that in that workplace, you know, we need to learn how to forgive one another and live on and be kind and courteous one another. We need to know how to have God characteristics or God-like, how you say it, Apostle? You need to have God-like personalities with our coworkers at work, because this is where you spend most of your time if you're a working person. You spend most of your time with people that you don't even really know.
Jesus.
Amen. That's all that I have here for
Amen.
Tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you for that word. It's so true. You took some words out of my mouth, but we just thank God for this opportunity as we're going to keep on in this lesson of study until we get it.
Yeah.
Until we get it, because it's not just for us to hear the word,
yeah.
but it's for us to apply the word of God to our life and walk in it.
Yeah.
Amen. And not to just say, I'm just going to hear it and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read it and leave it there. But now it's for application, for you to apply that thing. When it come about for you to release that grace upon each other, a lot of times people don't want to release that grace. But this is the time for you to use the word of God that you have received. You've heard it. You've read it. And now so it's time for you to apply that thing in your life.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when we get in that place, when it's time to, we don't do that. The very thing we've been called to do, we refuse to do it. We rather hold on to anger and resentment and all this and stand in dark places. I said it earlier. But we want God to give us grace. You know what I'm saying? We want that, but we won't. We got so much to talk about here.
Yeah.
So much. And we can't do it all in one Bible study, but we got so much to talk about. But I did want to go to Hebrews 4 and 16 before we leave out here tonight. Again, I'm in Hebrews 4 and 16. I'm in the Amplified Bible, and we're going to read both before we leave out of here. I'm going to read I'm going to have Pastor Manning read the New King James Version, because a lot of us are still in the New King James Version.
The New King James Version?
No, King James Version.
King James.
And then I'm going to read from the Amplified, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6. It's very familiar scripture for most of us. And so we're going to read that here as we wrap up here on tonight. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1. Again, Shavante, I know you're here online with us. If you have any questions or comments, just say amen, and I'll let you and just speak at that time since you can't press.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any questions or comments at this time?
No, but what I was going to say, to piggyback off of what you guys are just saying, though, to be what you want, you have to you definitely have to practice that thing. And
yeah.
To have grace, in order to practice grace, it do take some discipline, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You definitely have to mind your manners, and not while people are looking, but while people are not looking as well. You know,
yeah.
That's an inner search.
Yeah.
You know, that's an inner correction that you have to do with amongst yourself. And, you know, and as the Holy Spirit gives you more that you have to correct, you know what I'm saying? It's only for you to take heed and to apply that to your life. So that's a good word tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to read here from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and 16. Before we wrap up here, Pastor Man is going to read from, are you reading from the NLT or are you going to read from?
You tell me which one you want me to read from.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll read from the, let's read from the King James. I have it.
Okay.
I have it in both places. I'll read from the King James. All right. Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 16 from the King James Version read, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Now let me read this again. I'm gonna read it from the New Living Translation. 16, it reads here, "The first time..." Oh, wait, excuse me. That's not Hebrews. Wait, that's not Hebrews. Here it is. Hebrews 16. Okay. Hebrews 4 and 16 from the New Living Translation, it reads, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most."
Amen, amen. And I'm going to close out here in the Amplified Version of the Bible. The Bible says in Hebrews 4 and 16 in the Amplified, "It says, therefore, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace, that is the throne of God's gracious favor, with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find his amazing grace to help in time of need, an appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment. Amen. So it is, God is so amazing. And we, as his children, amen, we call ourselves children of God, you know, men and women of God. We have to check ourselves. We have to do a self-check. We need to examine ourselves. Amen. I'm not talking about nobody else and what they've done and how they've hurt you and did this and that. But we need to examine ourselves and stop making excuses, because God has given us so much of his lavish grace. Amen. The Bible says we get new mercies and new grace that we receive every day. We're not still riding on the same grace and mercies from yesterday.
That's right.
But this is new, because some of us have been ran out.
Yeah.
We have new mercies and new grace. So because God has given us that every day, and because God has given it to us freely, nothing that we have done, we have not done anything deserving of it, we should be able to give that to one another freely, easily.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Because I'm talking about we have at least some portion. Amen. Amen.
We should, right?
We should. It's some portion. It is true.
You know,
and you kind of hear that into the lesson for, you know, the remainder of the weeks that's to come. We're going to get into that when you say some portion that's to come as well. So,
hey, you know, I stay.
I know he's trying to get, yeah, he's going to give it away. Hey, man, you better take over the lesson of study, because it's one he studies all the time. It's preaching, you know, the covenant of grace, because we do live in under the new covenant of grace and mercy. So we just thank God. On tonight, we're going to close out here. Pastor Manny, have fun with praying us out tonight?
I have no problem at all.
All righty. Pastor Manny's going to close around. If anyone has any comments or any questions at this time, I pray that you all was able to receive. This is the time where we could be open and we could be free to, you know, ask questions and have comments, you know, with no judgment. You know, we're here all to receive, even myself, and even to get a greater understanding for one another, because you may give me something I didn't, you know, that I didn't see, or that perspective that God has shown you. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm able to receive it and have a greater understanding. And that's why we always open up the line and a way for everybody to either, and if you say something and you're not really sure about it, then we can help you to gain that knowledge, the correct information. So now that you're operating, can I say, in according to the will of God for your life.
Body.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Body depends on members of
the body. Yes. Amen, because we are the body of Christ, so we depend on one another. Amen. And so this is what it is. It's that platform for that, with no judgment, and nobody's trying to look higher or sound high sounding, but so that we all can receive. And I just thank God for all that he's pouring and giving us on tonight. And that I pray that we would decree and declare that we will walk according to the new covenant and new commandment that we have been given. Amen. Because in order for me to love you, my brother, my sister, I have to be able to be gracious to you as well.
Amen.
I never heard somebody say, oh, I love you, but they won't release the grace. They won't be gracious to you. It's more than just saying it, you know, I love you. Amen. Understand, when you take on the person, when you take on God, who is love? Love is a person. Amen. Grace is a person. And when we receive that person, he said, if you abide in me, I abide in you. So now we have Christ in us. So that means we have all that we need inside in order to be able to release the grace, to be able to love. Amen. Hallelujah. So Pastor Manny, he's going to close out in our benediction of the word, or we're going to give it tonight and in prayer. And we just thank God. We thank you, Shavante, for joining us, our new member to come. Amen. We're looking forward to our sister being a part of what God is doing in this ministry. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We thank God for you.
All right. Go ahead, Pastor Manny.
Amen. Right there where you are, lift up your hands. You know, this is how we worship.
Beautiful.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father, for every single word that went forth tonight. We thank you, Father, that you were able to do something that we wasn't able to do. You was able to open up our hearts. You was able to open up our minds. And you was able to come in, Father, and straighten those issues of life out in the inside of us. We realize that we are under this new covenant, underneath your covenant, Father, but
We have old want tos. We have old habits and old behaviors. But we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you that when you preach the word of grace into our hearts, when you touch our hearts, Father, even though when we fall sometimes, you let us know that, you know, that's not the way. And I thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are the way.
Amen.
And the way, Father God, is through Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have given us a Savior full of grace, full of mercy, full of truth. So we too, because we have a Savior,
yes, Lord,
who we have invited on the inside, full of mercy and grace and truth.
Yes, Lord.
We are full of mercy and grace and truth.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
Lord. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus,
yes,
over our thoughts,
yes,
over our hearts,
yes,
over our relationships, over our jobs, over our ministries.
Yes,
we plead your blood, Christ Jesus,
yes,
over our homes. We're not here just doing anything, Father. We are establishing ourselves in your love, Father.
Amen.
We are established.
Amen.
Your word has already been established in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
So tonight, Father God, we thank you,
thank you, Lord,
that you're able to establish your word right here on earth in,
amen,
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And we say all is well.
All is well.
All is well.
All is
we loose ourselves from anything, Father God, that does not line up with your kingdom. We loose ourselves from it right now. We know what those things are. We can go on and on. And you know what those things are. We say we are loose and we are free because you have set us free.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And we all come together on one accord and say amen,
amen
again. God bless you. What's your name? Shavante?
Yes.
Shavante? Oh, my goodness. I hope I didn't butcher it up. Shavante. All right.
Yeah.
Shavante, it has my family member's name. I mean, my family member's name is all in your name. My brother's name is Shavonda, and his middle name is Dante. So, Shavante.
Look at that. A little bit of both,
A
little bit
that's
of both.
Right. That's right. All of my mom's kids has that A or that T or that
say
that. All of us. So, you know, I'm going to call you my sister now.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Amen. Yeah. But we definitely appreciate
you. Already
haven't met you yet. Haven't met you yet, but
we met at the play.
Oh, we did. Oh,
had the red on.
I apologize.
She had children with her, so she takes from my coworker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did meet. Oh, yes, you are definitely a beautiful spirit. You are, for sure. Warm and loving spirit. You know, God bless you and God bless your family and every single thing that is concerning you. God bless you so much.
Appreciate it.
Amen. Apostle, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, for allowing me to have an opportunity, you know, to share.
Amen.
You know, in God's word, you know, this is God's word. So thank you for that opportunity.
Always.
You know, sometimes we just need a chance just to, you know, to open up and to, you know, lose something, to release something into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Something that we all can use. And everybody had a chance to do that. So
I'm, you know, I love you to be here with me, so.
Hey. Okay. Amen. You know, I am so grateful. So
I'm going to enjoy this.
Amen. The time to where, you know, we come together and sharpen one another.
Yeah.
You know, sharpen one another. I look forward to Bible study if any other time.
Yeah.
I look forward to Bible study because I get a chance to talk to you one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
I got to pull my husband on in here. Hopefully he can crack that Bible open.
Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead on our closes out, you know, with the benediction here.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace,
yes, Lord,
that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody that's here tonight, do say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
May God keep you. And we will be back here together again on Wednesday. But we will definitely be back here
on Sunday,
10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let